Okay, what we've done so far, and I'm going to walk you through and try to help you on just step by step on some of the things that we're going to be doing now. And I'm going to go into a little bit on hypotheticals, but before I do that, I'm going to get into the how to sell lump sum investments. And this is where the where you're really going to dramatically increase your securities business is by getting some of the money that in the past you've been walking away from, all right? And there's a couple of areas that you're walking away from money. One is other mutual funds. In other words, they already got mutual funds. The people who have money, mutual funds are not new to them. How many of y'all realize that? I mean, there's billions of dollars going in. So there's all this money out there already. The problem is they have it in the wrong places. And so when you go through, that's one of the areas that we're going to hit. And then the other thing I'm going to hit is hypos. And I'm going to start talking now about asset allocation. And that's how you get money from other funds. And as we get into this, this is what I want to walk you through on the mentality of what we do. See, a lot of times, I know there's people out there right now that are shied away from, doing, as say, a 401k as an example. You say, man, that would be great, but I don't do that. You know, I don't know anything about it. Let me tell you how we did our first 401k to kind of put it in perspective. We're starting to do some 401k programs. Well, and you go in there and you do 125 employees, and the next thing you know, you do an F&A on all of them. You sell them all you do everything. You do all their personal investments, you do their insurance. I mean, it's an amazing market that for the longest time I wouldn't even go in it because I was scared of it. And a lot of you feel that way about some of the larger, you know, accounts that you're dealing with. I got on the phone. I had one of my guys call me up. He says, hey, man, I got this appointment tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock to do a 401k. So he calls me up the night before about 10 o'clock. And I said, okay. And now understand, I'm doing tons of investments, but I have never done a 401k. But because I do tons of investments, he thinks that I know everything about for everything. Well, the fact is that I had never done a 401k. So, of course, I said, what? Sure, man, no problem. I'll see you tomorrow. Where we need to meet? All right? And so anyway, and that's, by the way, how you learn how to do this stuff. I'll tell you another story about setting up a SEP account, a little amazing. But anyway, so I get on the phone. On my car phone, and I had about a 30-minute drive, and I drove with a car phone hooked to my ear, a legal pad in my front right seat, all right, and I'm driving. And I call them up, and I said, look, I got the president and the accountant of this company in about 45 minutes, and they're interested in a 401k. I've never set a 401k up, ever. What do I do? Explain to me what I should do. So, I'm driving along. Now, all of y'all know how to do this. You drive with your knee, you hold the phone up here, and you're right out here. Everybody knows how to do that, right? Okay, I just want to make sure we all were up to speed on this. And of course, you're going 80 miles an hour because you're late. Okay, all right. So anyway, they give me about 10 or 12 reasons, and I said, well, what about this? Well, what about this? And what about this? And what about this? And they give me this, and they tell me this, and all this kind of stuff. I walked into the president of this company. I sold it. 125 people. Done deal. All right. And I said, you know what? This wasn't hard. I just thought it was. But I'd never bothered to check. Now we're setting these 401ks up, which is a whole nother gold mine. You walk in there to the employer and you say, not only do we do your 401k, which any company can do, you can get 401ks anywhere. But what we do is we provide a complete plan for your employees to get out of debt, provide them a plan and spell it out with retirement. You hold the FNA up. I've done several of these just in the last 30 days where I show this FNA. I said, we'll provide individually for each one of your employees a plan. You will be a hero when we get through with them for providing that for them. Okay? Then you go in, you do 125. I did one about 3 weeks ago. We did a SARSEP, which is another one that a lot of you think, what the heck's a SARSEP? All right, well, SARSEP is just like an IRA. It's simple. It's a small business retirement plan. Get on the phone, call them, say, explain it to me. We went in. I did the meeting. I got 20 FNAs filled out, all right off the bat from the employee meeting. So anyway, but the point is if you'll call these people, they are professionals. They know what's going on. All right, one of the lucky things, the American Funds has their headquarters right out in Los Angeles. I mean, right downtown L.A. And they do tours and all that stuff. You call them up, next thing you know, they'll let you in to come down there. That's what I'd recommend you do. I'd also call them up and tell them to send you like a startup pack. And they'll do that. You know, that gives you everything. I got some great brochures that you can give out. Free literature like the 10 most asked questions about mutual funds. I mean, you leave that stuff with people and it's value, right? Shows them how to read their statement. Shows them how to look it up in the newspaper. All this kind of stuff. Now,